Hi everyone, welcome to our show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Chickling.
And I'm really excited about this article.
Me too.
Because it's about Katy Perry. I love her. I think she's an amazing singer and she seems like she's really down to earth. Do you like her?
Yes, I love her so much. I used to cover her songs back in high school. She's one of my favorite singers.
Oh, so what are your favorite Katy Perry songs? I love Firework and Teenage Dream. They're so fun to sing, even though I'm not a very good singer.
Well, they're also my favorite songs, but I mean, my favorite song is the one that is called The One That Got Away.
Okay.
And Part of Me. Mm, Have you heard of them?
I heard of them. They're actually really good songs,
yeah.
too. Lucky for Katy Perry fans, she's coming to Taiwan!
Yay!
We can all go to her concert and sing along with her.
Yeah, everyone must have had a hard time snapping up the tickets.
Oh, I'm pretty sure with a big celebrity and a big singer like that,
yeah.
I think so as well. Mm-hmm. But it's alright, we can take a look at our article. You don't have to snap up tickets for that, so let's take a look.
Reading.
Katy Perry comes to Taiwan. Katy Perry is coming to Taiwan as part of the Witness World Tour. Her show will feature songs from her new album, also called Witness. The album is about the changes in Perry's life as she goes from her 20s to her 30s. Perry's real name is Catherine Hudson.She recently cut off her hair so she would look less like the star Katy Perry that fans have come to know. Instead, she prefers being seen as herself, Catherine. The album's cover features Perry with a third eye. Usually, the third eye symbol is placed on the forehead, but on the cover, it's in Perry's mouth. She says it symbolizes how her consciousnessComes from her mouth when she speaks or sings. Perry hopes to take audiences to a new level of understanding with her songs. To accompany the new album, Perry also set out on The Witness, the tour, starting in September 2017. On April 4th, she'll play at the Taipei Arena for her fans in Taiwan.
Okay, so our article says Katy Perry is coming to Taiwan as part of the Witness World Tour.
That's so awesome. I'm so excited she's coming. I can't believe she's really coming to Taiwan.
Mm.
所以可以真的要来台湾，而且就是两天后。
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're gonna go see her in 2 days. Peeps, get ready.
That's right. Now, her tour's name is called the Witness Tour. Now, witness is a vocabulary word, and it means that you see an event happen.So it could be something good, like a wedding. So sometimes you need witnesses present when you get married or when you sign legal documents. Witness can also mean that you see something happen in a bad way, like a crime. So for example, if you see someone rob a bank or rob a store, then you are a witness. You saw what happened. Now, for example, we can say, Julie had to go to court because she was a witness of the terrible crime. Now, we can also use witness as a verb as well. We can say he witnessed an accident or Vincent witnessed a crime. So it can be a noun and a verb.
所以 witness 这个字呢可以当动词也可以当名词哦。If you witness something happen, that means you are a witness. 所以当你目击到某一件事情发生的时候你就是那个目击者。不过在本课呢是当成见证或者是见证人的意思 which is when you testify for somebody. 所以当某人你帮某人作证呢我们也可以用 witness. You can say, I can bear witness to her innocence. 我可以帮她的清白作证。So, Tiffany, what is the worst thing you've ever witnessed?
Ooh, okay. I think I've witnessed a car accident before. I think it was a car that hit a motorcycle.
Mm.
And then I saw the person on the motorcycle got hurt. And I think he broke his leg. So maybe I saw a piece of bone sticking out.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
that's so bad.
I was afraid to look, but luckily... you know, the police and the ambulance where they are already. So, but I think I witnessed a broken bone.
That's cool.
It scares me a little bit. All right, so let's continue reading the article. It says, her show will feature songs from her new album, also called Witness. So, that's right.
Yeah, that's so cool. That's a cool name for a song. It just makes me more excited about her coming to Taiwan. So, are you going to come with me?
Okay, sure. Do you have tickets?
Yeah, I have two.
Okay, perfect. I'm going with you. So no wonder. Her album is called Witness and her tour is called The Witness Tour.
Yeah.
Okay, the article says the album is about the changes in Perry's life as she goes from her 20s to her 30s. Right? Oh, I remember when she first came out, she was 20-something years old. And of course, you know, the age goes along with her. She's now in her 30s.
Yeah, time flies. I still feel like her all songs were just out, like, were out yesterday. I can't believe that she's in her 30s. So what's her real name, though? So people know her as Katy Perry, but is Katy Perry her real name?
Actually, it's not. It's, the article says, Perry's real name is Catherine Hudson.
Oh, that's so a beautiful name, though. Her real name also starts with the letter K. That makes sense.
It does. Next, it says she recently cut off her hair, so she will look less like the star Katy Perry that fans have come to know. So that's right. When I first saw Katy Perry, I remember it was her song, I Kissed a Girl, and I think she had short hair, I think, or long hair, I forgot. And then she now cut her hair even shorter, so she has a new image.
Oh, I think she still looks awesome with short hair. I think short hair suits her the best. Have you ever seen her music video of Part of Me? Where she cuts off her long hair because she decides to cut off her hair and join the army after her boyfriend cheats on her.
Ooh,
have you seen that?
I've seen it, I remember.
Yeah, I think she looks so good.
I know. Yeah. I'm scared to cut my hair short. My hair is a part of me. My hair is a part of me.
I did cut my hair off like that.
You did. You suit short hair good as well.
Really? Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Next in the article instead, it says, instead, she prefers being seen as herself, Catherine. So a lot of times, famous people, they have what we call celebrity names. So this is a name that they have. It's not their real name because maybe their real name doesn't sound as cool or something. Yeah. So they change their name around to make it look like, okay, to make them have a better name. So she wants to be known as Catherine now.
Oh, okay. So that's the vocabulary.
Yeah, let's take a look at the word instead. So instead here is an adverb, and it means it's used to say that one thing is done, or that one thing is chosen over another, or that maybe something cannot be done. So there's a lot of different uses for the word instead. I can say, I was going to text you, but I decided to call you instead. It means I chose to call Chi-Chi instead of texting her because I wanted to speak to her, okay? Usually when we use instead, we will add of to the end. So instead of. For example, Lisa will go to Japan instead of Korea next month. Or I can say instead of buying a new car, I bought a used one.
Okay, so instead 这个字就是当替代的意思，通常会跟 preposition of 连用。So let's take a look at the sentences below. Number one. We actually waste a lot of water by taking a bath instead of a shower. So are you a bath or a shower person?
I actually take a shower because I don't have a bathtub. I would love to take a bath, but usually I just take a shower. What about you?
Well, I think I'm more like of a shower person because I don't have enough time to take a bath.
Oh, I wish we
had baths. I like baths, though.
So let's take a look at our grammar point. We saw the word prefer here. Now, prefer means that you would rather do A rather than B, okay? So for example, how do we use it? We have our subject, or this subject prefers, okay, either it can be a noun or it can be a verb plus ing, and then to rather than doing a noun or a verb ing. So remember, it's confusing. If you are using a noun, compare it to a noun. If you're using a verb, stick to the verb. So for example, if I use it as a noun, we can say I prefer rice rather than noodles. So if I use a noun, I have to use another noun as well. If you're using a verb, remember you have to add the verb ing. I prefer going to the beach to taking a hike.
所以 prefer 这个字就是有比较喜欢的意思啊。后面就像刚 Tiffany 说的，可以接名词或者是动名词，不过两个一定要一致哦。So we can say someone prefers A to B, or someone prefers A over B. Over 也是可以拿来用的。所以 A 跟 B could both be nouns or V-I-N-G terms. For example, Stephen prefers milk to coffee in the morning.Mm-hmm. Or you can say, Stephen prefers playing basketball over reading novels. So, mm-hmm. Tiffany, which do you prefer in the morning, coffee or milk?
Okay, definitely coffee now that I'm a little bit older. Okay. We need that coffee, that little bit of a caffeine
yeah,
in the morning.
So you don't fall asleep during the day.
Exactly. You need that energy. All right, so let's continue reading. It says, the album's cover features...Perry with a third eye.
Third eye. So that's so cool.
Is that's the actually kind of scary, right?
Yeah, a little bit. So is it placed on the forehead just like usual?
I don't know. Actually, I think for Katy Perry's artwork or her album art, it was a little bit different. I know that if you have the third eye on the center of your forehead, mm-hmm. it means something else, which we will learn about in our article. I think it means like you are opening, I know in Asian tradition, mm-hmm. it means you're kind of opening yourself to the third dimension, so maybe you will see, see things,
weird things,
see things that we cannot see, invisible things, but okay, we can learn about it more in the article. It says...Usually, the third high symbol is placed on the forehead. So, just like Chi-Chi mentioned. But on the cover, it's in Perry's mouth.
In her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of that before. Well, I've seen the cover. I think it's very cool, especially with her hands covering up her eyes like this.
Mm-hmm.
And with another eye right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, we said that it was placed... usually, we said...The third eye is placed on your forehead. Now, what is your forehead? It's a noun, and it's basically the part of your face that is above your eye. So the forehead is this area. So, for example, I can say, oh, no, I just grew a pimple on my forehead.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it really
nice
hurts.
Skin. Stop lying.
Oh, it hurts. It's growing. I can feel it.
Really? Well, well.
Oh. Need medicine.
Okay, so forehead 就是额头啦，所以如果怕背不起来，其实很好背，因为 fore f o r e 这个字就是有在前面的意思，所以再加上 head 头就是头的前面，不就是额头吗？所以高额头怎么说？So when you have a really big forehead, that means you have a five-finger forehead.
Awesome. Five fingers can fit inside your
yeah,
forehead.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, okay.
So you can say, you know why I grow bangs before? Because I have a five-finger forehead.
Oh.
为什么要我头很高
It's okay. Luckily for girls, we can cut our, guys and girls, we can cut our hair to change the style.
That's
true. Don't worry about it. You look fine. All right, next. Why is the third eye not on her forehead, but in her mouth? The article says, she says, or Katy Perry says, it symbolizes how her consciousness comes from her mouth when she speaks or sings.
Oh, okay. So, 一般来说第三只眼都是在额头。不过 Katy Perry 她是觉得她的意识呢必须要用她的言语跟她唱歌的声音去表达、
mm-hmm.
So it makes me more curious about what is the story behind her、mm-hmm. song and her concept.
Okay, well, she said thatPutting the third eye in her mouth symbolizes her consciousness. Now, symbolize here is our vocabulary word. It's a verb and it means to represent or become a symbol of something. Now, what is a symbol? Let's learn about what a symbol is first. A symbol is a noun. It can be an action, something that you do, an object, a letter, a character, a picture that expresses or represents an idea or quality. For example, we know that the lion is a symbol of courage. It means that the lion symbolizes courage. So, symbol here is a noun. The lion is a symbol, but we can also change it to a verb. The lion symbolizes courage. For example, we can also say Susan B. Anthony came to symbolize women's rights in America.
Okay, so symbolize is a verb. Symbol is a noun. So what is the adjective? Just symbolic. So let's rewrite Tiffany's sentences with the adjective symbolic. So 刚刚我们说 lion 呢是可以象征勇气嘛。那我们可以说 the lion is symbolic of courage. Mm-hmm. Such a fun word that you can use in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. So what's the next vocabulary word?
All right, so she said it symbolizes her consciousness. Okay, so conscious is one word, and then we add N-E-S-S to the end of this word. It's a noun, and it means to be conscious. When you're conscious, it means you are awake, and you understand what is happening around you.
Okay.
For example, what if you fall down and hit your head really hard on the ground? Ouch. You might lose consciousness, okay, meaning you might black out, and it means you're not awake and you don't know what is happening around you, okay? We can also mean consciousness to talk about that you also understand what your own mind is thinking, you understand what your own thoughts are. So, for example, most children gain consciousness after 4 or 5 years old, and this just means that after 4 or 5 years old, mm-hmm. you start to have memories and you start to know or you understand your own thoughts and feelings.
Oh, okay. So consciousness 就是知觉的意思哦 It's a noun. Conscious is the adjective of the word. It also means that you're aware of your surroundings, as Tiffany mentioned. So you can say, I became conscious that the girl was staring at me. 就是我其实才发现这女的其实一直在偷看我。And there's this other phrase that we use a lot, which is be conscious of. So when you notice something, that means you are conscious of it.可以说 I am always conscious of my own mistakes. 我很有自知之明，我有一直意识到我做了什么错。Okay, 所以 conscious 这个字呢，再加上 N-E-S-S-ness 就会变成名词啦，就超级好记。所以 when somebody is price conscious, that means she cares about the price. 所以你可以说 she has price consciousness.
So Katy Perry really has put a lot of thought into her new album.
Wow.
All right, so let's continue reading. The article says, Perry hopes to take audiences to a new level of understanding with her songs. So that's true. I think when you're a new artist or when you're just starting out, you sing about different things. Yeah. But as you get older and you start to become more mature, the...things that you start to think, start to sing about, become a little bit different.
You have different aspects of the world. Mm-hmm. You want to write something different. Yeah, 所以我们可以看到，其实这个第三句眼在嘴巴里面，真的是让人家觉得有不一样的感受。
Mm-hmm.
So Tiffany, what was your concept of the third eye before you read the article?
Oh, I've always thought it was something scary, such as like, you know, when you have a third eye, you're kind of opening yourself to seeing spirits or ghosts. Because I'm scared of that, so...Yeah, I didn't know that, you know, you can change it around and, you know, make it a more positive thing.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so let's continue reading. Okay. It says, to accompany the new album, Perry also set out on the Witness the tour starting in 2017. Now, set out is a phrase here that means you begin something like a journey or a trip. So, for example, we can say Katy Perry set out on her tour
Wow.
in September 2017. I mean, she began her tour last
Okay.
year.
Okay. So, lots of Taiwanese fans must have been waiting for this precious moment in April all the way from September last Mm-hmm. year. 从去年就开始了。所以 set out 这个字有 begin, 开始出发或者是启程的意思，所以 Katy 在去年九月就开始了她的世界巡回。
Mm-hmm. Now, so she has an album that accompanies her tour. Now, accompany here is a vocabulary word. It's a verb and it means to go somewhere with someone.And here, it means to go together with something else. So, for example, Katy Perry released an album. For something to go along with this album, she went on tour. So, the album accompanies the tour.
Mm-hmm.
Or it can be the tour accompanies
okay.
the album. We can say it both ways. We can also say we tried all of the sauces that accompanied the steak.
Wow. Okay, so accompany 这个字就是要陪同。伴随的意思哦，所以可以说 ，children under 12 must be accompanied by an adult to watch the show， 就是12岁以下的孩童必须要有成人的陪伴才可以观看这个节目。
Mm-hmm. And then next, the article says on April 4th, she'll play at the Taipei Arena for all her fans
wow,
in Taiwan.
So excited!
I am so excited as well.
Can't wait to see her.
Yeah, and I really like her songs. I'm excited about her. I remember she came.Last year, too, or she came
oh, really?
Before. She came once to Taiwan,
okay.
and I heard it was a great show. So I have high expectations for Katy Perry this time.
Well, we will see in 2 days.
Yes, we will see very soon. All right, so let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, so our for you chat question for today is, what is one thing you have learned recently? Please explain. Well, that's actually a very good question.
最近学了什么?
A life lesson, right? Yeah. Not lessons you learn in school about how to add math or whatever.
Well, I learned how to act.
Oh, you
Recently,
did?
Recently, I'm taking acting classes.
Okay, that's cool. But that's actually maybe a good skill to learn as well.
Yeah, that's true, because I want to be an actress. Maybe you should come with me, though.
Okay, I think I could do well. I think I might get an
offer. I think you're a very good actor or actress.
I hope so. Well, one life lesson that I've learned is just to be very thankful for the things you have in life, because I think we take those things for granted. Yeah. Like we take, you know, even just waking up in the morning for granted. We take our parents for granted. So I've learned that we should give more thanks to the people around you and the things that you have, because we're actually very lucky.
Yeah, we are lucky to have everything that some people might not even have a chance to have.
Exactly. Yeah. So we should be thankful. So you guys can talk about it amongst yourselves. What life lesson have you learned recently? You can talk about it with your friends and your teachers. But that is all the time that we have for today. We'll see you guys very soon.
Bye-bye.
Katy Perry comes to Taiwan. Katy Perry is coming to Taiwan as part of the Witness World Tour.Her show will feature songs from her new album, also called Witness. The album is about the changes in Perry's life as she goes from her 20s to her 30s. Perry's real name is Catherine Hudson. She recently cut off her hair so she would look less like the star Katy Perry that fans have come to know. Instead, she prefers being seen as herself.Catherine. The album's cover features Perry with a third eye. Usually, the third eye symbol is placed on the forehead, but on the cover, it's in Perry's mouth. She says it symbolizes how her consciousness comes from her mouth when she speaks or sings. Perry hopes to take audiences to a new level of understanding with her songs.To accompany the new album, Perry also set out on The Witness, the tour, starting in September 2017. On April 4th, she'll play at the Taipei Arena for her fans in Taiwan.
Vocabulary Review.Witness. When Don and Lisa were married, they had two close friends act as their witnesses. Instead, Diana doesn't drive to work. Instead, she rides a bicycle. Forehead.The child accidentally hit his forehead on the table. Now he has a cut above his eyebrow. Symbolize. Red roses symbolize love to most people, so they're a popular gift on Valentine's Day. Consciousness.Humans have a high level of consciousness compared to animals, which is why we can think deeply. Accompany. The cookbook says white wine is the best drink to accompany this dish.